WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Chad Robinson, topping our report this hour. The number of lives lost in New Jersey to COVID-19 complications continue to be in the triple digits. Today, another 351 fatalities are being reported.
The overall cost in lives to our state from COVID-19 now sits at 3,156 blessed souls.
The number of positive COVID-19 cases in New Jersey tops 71,000. Nationally, there's over 640,000 cases. State Attorney General Gurbir Graywald is saying 514 cease and desist letters and 89 subpoenas have been issued to businesses as part of a statewide crackdown on price gouging during the COVID-19 pandemic. Since the governor's March 9th state of emergency declaration, the Division of Consumer Affairs has received nearly 3,000 complaints. President Trump is threatening to force Congress to adjourn so he can make appointments. In a White House briefing, Trump urged the Senate to stop gaveling in pro forma sessions when lawmakers aren't in town.
If the House will not agree to that adjournment, I will exercise my constitutional authority to adjourn both chambers of Congress.
That would allow him to make recess appointments without those officials being approved by the Senate. Trump said pro forma sessions are a scam and a dereliction of duty. The governor says a decision on the status of New Jersey's schools is likely to come tomorrow. The state's more than 600 school districts are currently closed, with educators teaching remotely. Murphy suggested a reopening is not likely. Schools have been closed since March 18th. Documents obtained by the Associated Press indicate the Chinese president waited 6 days after the government determined it was dealing with a new coronavirus to warn the public. In that time, the AP's report says the city of Wuhan hosted a banquet for tens of thousands of people and millions traveled through for Lunar New Year celebrations. Turn to NJ1015.com for more on New Jersey's coronavirus crisis. Are snowflakes heading our way? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. We love New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 10:05. Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
It's going to be a little chilly in the mornings as we go through the next couple of days. The afternoons are going to gradually warm up. Cold out there tonight. We'll see breezy conditions, maybe a couple snow showers across North Jersey. Lows dropping down to the mid to upper 30s. Sun and clouds mixed on Thursday with a high near 50. A sprinkle or a flurry possible north and west early. Friday, clear, dry, and cold start. A frost or freeze likely. Highs in the low 50s. Some rain showers possible this weekend with highs in the mid-50s Saturday, 60s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Mark Thibodeau.
Mount Holly, 43. West Orange, 46. Millstone, 41. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.